Colin Russo here with ESPN West Palm at the BDB, ESPN West Palm Business of the Month. I'd like to welcome in Dr. Scott Ross, Chief Medical Officer from the Cleveland Clinic down here in Weston in Florida. Dr. Ross, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Colin. How about you?
Pretty well. I appreciate you joining us today. And I want to start with your background as a doctor. And it's come to my understanding that you actually had sort of an unconventional start entering this field. Why don't you break that down for me? And how did the word I kept reading was epiphany. And walk me through that epiphany that kind of led you down this career path.
Yeah, Colin, it was, it's one of those things when I graduated from college, I didn't go straight into medical school. I actually had a 15-year career in the utility business back in South Carolina. But you wake up and you realize this isn't what you want to do for the rest of your life. And so you have this dream out there of becoming a physician, and you decided, ask the family for the support, and they supported me, and we jumped ship and chased the dream of becoming a physician. I was the age of 36, actually got my MD degree at the age of 40, started practicing at the Cleveland Clinic then, and have been at the Cleveland Clinic ever since for the last 14 years.
And that's a fascinating but also gutsy type of career change like that, because there's already a sense of establishment, like family, location, job security. This is quite a leap that you had to take to enter a prestigious and competitive field. Was it more about taking the leap of faith, or was it more, I needed to get out of my previous profession?
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that. My dad called me when I decided to go to med school, and he says, as your father, I think I need to remind you, you live in a great city, you have a great house, you have a great job, you have a great church, a great family. I'm not sure this is the right decision. But I looked, and I knew that if I looked in the future, that where I was at in the utility business wasn't where I was supposed to be long term. And so it was a leap of faith. Could have stayed right there at the utility business, had a comfortable job, comfortable living, but I just knew it wasn't where I was supposed to be. And I've looked back and no regrets.
Was there any point in time where you were nervous that this might have been the wrong decision? Bumps in the road, in a sense?
Every exam in medical school, you sit there and say, did I make the right decision? But I think it's interesting. I tell people that I probably did as well in med school as I did, because it wasn't just me, but I had a whole family depending on my success. I started med school with four children.
Yeah.
And by the end of med school, I had six children. And so I had six people depending on me other than myself to realize it.
That's a surge of motivation that you have with a family that you have to provide for. But on top of that, raising a family, but also the stresses of med school, how was that balance? And do you think it provided a sense of clarity in terms of the grand scope of things? Or at times, I'm sure it was too much.
No, I tell everybody I'm a different physician because I went to med school with children. I understand the ups and downs of life in general, understanding how to balance between studies, profession, as well as family life. So I think I'm a different physician today. They never were a distraction. They were more supportive than anything. And so I credit them with my success.
Dr. Scott Ross, Chief Medical Officer of the Cleveland Clinic here for the BDB Business of the Month with ESPN West Palm. So let's get into the Cleveland Clinic. It's weird. We're in Florida, but we're talking about the Cleveland Clinic. And it goes to show the expansion that the clinic has actually taken throughout the United States. So walk me through, where are the Cleveland Clinic locations? And how long really has the Cleveland Clinic been in Florida?
Right. So you're right. So Cleveland Clinic initially started in Cleveland, Ohio, over 100 years ago. We actually moved to South Florida in 1988. We had a hospital location out at Fort Lauderdale on the beach. We moved from Fort Lauderdale to our campus in Weston in 2001. We've expanded that campus. We're now a 260-bed tertiary care center in Weston. But what most people don't realize is that we actually have multiple clinical sites throughout South Florida. We have here in West Palm Beach, we have the Tomsic Center. We have a location in Palm Beach Gardens as well as Wellington. So we've started the trek north. All that started here in West Palm Beach. We've actually been here for 15 years. And then 5 years ago, we actually joined forces and acquired three hospital systems in Martin County, as well as Indian River Medical Center in Vero Beach. And so we've kind of had a big footprint here in South Florida. I've got some work to do, 100 miles between Martin County and Weston. So got some work to do to kind of dot the I's or connect the dots where we're going to have a hospital system here in Palm Beach County.
Well, Dr. Ross, you mentioned the idea of like tertiary care and the different services that the Cleveland Clinic really provides throughout the state of Florida, but especially right here in West Palm Beach. And I want you to kind of dive into that and explain to the listener what type of services does really the Cleveland Clinic provide for people on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so we go from primary care all the way up to the most acute care. I think what a lot of people don't realize is that here in South Florida, we do as many heart transplants as main campus.
Mm.
So when you're looking at that high-quality cardiovascular care, transplant care, we're one of the smallest, if not the smallest hospital in the United States that actually does kidney transplant, liver transplants, as well as heart transplants, all in a 260-bed hospital. So if you're looking for transplant, advanced cardiac surgery, cancer care, neuro institute, or neurosurgery, or as well, digestive disease, we're the number one colorectal general surgery, gastroenterology program in South Florida. Cleveland Clinic is where you want to do or where you want to be. But we take that, you know, to heart to know that we're not the only healthcare system. And so our goal is not to sit there and do it alone, but really to partner with community partners, primary care doctors in the community, as well as a large referral base in order to make sure that the right patient gets to the right location at the right time. And so we really work to make sure that we expanded on the referral base into our tertiary care center there in Weston.
Interesting. And you mentioned that the transplants and all the different services that Cleveland Clinic provides. If somebody were to explore and try to get into the Cleveland Clinic for some sort of care, how would they get their appointments? Who would they go to? What would they look up? How would they get more information?
Yeah, so it's a changing environment today. You can start with ccf.org, which will get you onto the website. It'll allow you to go through the portal to either schedule, or it'll provide a number of phone numbers that you can get a call in order to get an appointment with us in one of our many locations throughout South Florida.
Interesting. And Dr. Scott Ross, excuse me, Chief Medical Officer of the Cleveland Clinic right here in Weston, Florida, joining Colin Russo now for the BDB Business of the Month for ESPN West Palm. And for you, what attracted you to the Cleveland Clinic? What made it such a difference maker to you to work for this great clinic and also to be a part of the South Florida community?
Yes. So this is, when I went to med school, I thought I wanted to do pediatrics. And I learned real quick, I love my kids, but not everybody else's kids.
Yeah.
And so I stepped in as a medical student to a rotation at the Cleveland Clinic. And it's when I realized I fell in love with medicine and fell in love with the Cleveland Clinic's approach to medicine. And it's really a tertiary care or a tertiary approach. And that is not only caring for patients, but also researching their problems. A lot invested here in South Florida as well in research, but also training up caregivers for the future. And so I loved the approach of the clinic and never looked back.
How is your approach of medicine changed? I know you mentioned you wanted to get into pediatrics earlier in your career, but even working at the Cleveland Clinic, how do you think it has evolved? How do you think it has changed? How has your perspective changed on medicine since you have started?
Yeah, I think it goes back to looking at the totality of the patient, understanding that it's not a patient that you pass off to somebody else, but a patient that you take care of and that you partner with others to care for. And that's the Cleveland Clinic's approach, is to partner with physicians both inside the clinic as well as in the community in order to take care of our population that we've been entrusted with.
And last thing, for the Cleveland Clinic, what do you think separates it amongst the South Florida medicine community? What do you think makes it so special and also so important for people to know about what the Cleveland Clinic can provide for them?
Yeah, I think if you look, I think it's the investment of the larger healthcare system that we think outside the box, outside of South Florida. We obviously have locations in Ohio, as everybody's aware. What most people may not be aware is that we also have locations in London as well as the Mideast. And so it's really taking healthcare to that level where we don't just recruit inside of South Florida, but we go out throughout the world to find the best physicians in their specialties to take care of patients here in South Florida.
Now, Dr. Ross, I have to ask, 15 years in South Carolina, I got to assume if you're a sports fan, you've developed some type of allegiance. Would I be right in that assumption?
I'm still down deep a Carolina Gamecock fan.
So you're a Gamecock fan, SEC. Do you still get into it living in South Florida all these years? Do you still live and breathe the South Carolina way every Saturday?
So I still will keep up with the Gamecocks. My family has kind of pulled me to watch some Hurricane games. But Colin, you know what would be interesting? Is I wonder what would happen between a Carolina Gamecock game, Carolina Gamecocks versus UM Hurricanes right now.
Wow.
I think there's a lot of hype on the Hurricanes, but they haven't faced a good SEC team yet.
Is there some animosity inside the household? And you could, did you not swing any of the kids on becoming a Gamecock? Well, they're all Hurricanes?
Yeah, let me tell you, if there's somebody, you know, my wife watches the Gamecocks every single weekend while we're out traveling down to watch a Hurricane game. So there's a lot of animosity. It's in the family, but it's healthy animosity.
That's good. And let me ask you this as well. South Carolina SEC, they've had a decent start here, 3-1. They had a tough loss to LSU. They got Ole Miss coming back after the bye. What's your perspective on South Carolina right now in the grand scope of the SEC? It's expanded now. A lot of great teams. The college football playoffs has expanded. Is that sort of in the cards for you? Or do you hope for that type of thing? Or does it not really keep you up at night, knowing that South Carolina might not hit the next level?
Well, I think that the SEC is so strong that it's almost beaten up on itself when it has teams, and that you have other divisions or other leagues out there that don't truly see the competition that SEC teams see until playoff season. So, you know what? I think we've always grown up that it's more important about the level of competition that you play rather than the number of wins on the board. So I'm comfortable that South Carolina is going to continue to do well in the SEC, and we'll take it from there.
And Dr. Ross, it's come to my attention that you and your family have become big advocates of the NCAA women's volleyball.
We have.
So tell me about how that started, but more importantly, where does the allegiance lie in that sense, and how competitive it does it get in that sport?
Yeah, so, you know, my oldest daughter decided that she wanted to pick a sport that none of her brothers played. So that ruled out, you know, the football, baseball, and hockey. And so early in elementary school, she picked up wanting to go and play volleyball. And so she's played volleyball for the last 12 years and has just, you know, followed it tremendously. And 2 years ago, she said that one of the things that she wanted for the holidays was to go see the NCAA Women's National Championship. So we traveled to Omaha, and we've kind of made it, you know, a yearly trip. We went to Tampa, watching Texas demolish Nebraska. Probably had a better game against Wisconsin than they actually did.
I'm a UW Wisconsin.
Oh, very
alum,
nice.
So I know very much.
The Texas Wisconsin game was much better than the Texas Nebraska game. But we're slated again to go to Louisville this year for another NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship.
That's number one in the household right now for the sport to watch?
Number one in the household because the oldest daughter that seems to rule the roost, you know, kind of makes it that way.
She controls it.
Yes, she does.
Dr. Scott Ross, Chief Medical Officer of the Cleveland Clinic, joining me now. Last thing, I heard your family is a bunch of Panther fans.
We are a bunch of Panther fans. It's funny. We got to see the cup. I touched the cup. Some of my kids didn't because they felt like it would ruin their chances of ever winning the cup themselves one day, whether as a player or in sports broadcasting or part of the team.
But the bad omen surrounding
it. Exactly. They believe it. They think that's what happened to us the year before when we didn't win the cup. So we go to every single game. It's just a family event, and we're proud of what the Panthers have done. And I'm going to tell you, just watching the momentum of that team and the respect that they brought to not only hockey but to South Florida sports is incredible.
And it's an incredible Stanley Cup final, too, as well. Were there any so I'm sure you guys were sweating watching that finally go down to a Game 7.
I reminded my kids after we won the first three, they didn't want to see a sweep because they wanted to win the game here in South Florida. And when it went to Game 7, I reminded them this is why we should have won it in Game 4 to put all the stress
behind. Be careful what you wish for,
exactly.
Especially with someone like Connor McDavid.
Absolutely.
Dr. Scott Ross, Chief Medical Officer of the Cleveland Clinic, joining me now for the BDB Business of the Month for ESPN West Palm. I appreciate you joining us today. And hopefully everybody gets a real sense of what the Cleveland Clinic really provides for the community of South Florida. And I appreciate you taking the time and telling us about it.
Thanks, Colin.
Dr. Scott Ross, Chief Medical Officer of Cleveland Clinic. This has been the BDB ESPN West Palm Business of the Month.